Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. This next story is very special, especially to someone like me who played for the Bears.
I'm sure it is, Anthony, and it's also very special to fans of all generations. Since Papa Bear's passing in 1983, his daughter, Virginia McCaskey, has assumed ownership of the team. While she typically stays out of the spotlight, it's easy to see her love for the Bears and the game she's been surrounded by her entire life. It's not every day that Bears owner Virginia Hallis McCaskey gives a lengthy on-camera interview from her quaint Des Plaines ranch home. We were lucky enough to sit down with her to hear her most memorable Bears moments and reflect on what it was like growing up as the daughter of George Hallis.
Loved him dearly, admired him. The Bears were so important to him, and they are to me.
Virginia has many vivid memories from her childhood. One of the most unforgettable took place at recess when she was in grade school.
Got into a little discussion with some of the boys on the playground because they were talking about having that Gabby Hartman of the Cubs. And I had to stick my two cents in and said, well, I know Red Grange. And they said, no, you don't. I said, yes, I do. So that night I went home and I was bothered. And Dad said, what's the matter? And I told him what had happened. And he said, well, we can fix that. So he got Red to sign a picture of him with Wrigley Field grandstands in the background. And he said, dear Virginia, sure I know you, and I think you're swell. Nice. Signed at Red Grange, and I took it to school to show those boys.
This year is the 50th anniversary of the Bears' 1963 championship. That frigid December day, George Hallis led the Bears to victory against the New York Giants at Wrigley Field.
It was a cold, cold, cold day. And we were, in those days, we were sitting outside. There were no executive suites. We had our everything we could think of to keep warm, carrying in hot chocolate thermos bottles. And before that season, and even during that season, my dad was still coaching at age 68, and some people thought he should be retired, and he showed them.
While that game stands out as one of Virginia's top Bears moments, her favorite was the 2006 NFC Championship win over the New Orleans Saints at Soldier Field.
It was a glorious time. We had four generations of family on the field. The fans knew all the words to Bear Down Chicago Bears.
Those same fans are what she says she is most grateful for.
When people talk to me about things that they think should be changed, it's usually we need to do this. It isn't you. It isn't they. It's we have a wonderful bond with people we don't even know.
While the NFL has changed over the years, there is one thing that has remained the same for Virginia.
The thing that I still haven't learned to deal with after all these years are losing games. Just, I know it has to happen sometimes, but it's never easy or acceptable.
Virginia thinks longevity, stubbornness, and good fortune have contributed to the Hallis' success as team owners dating back to 1920. But most of all, it was George Hallis' love of the game. Former Bears Director of Administration Bill McGrain summed it up well.
Pure and simple, he loved this game. He came to it without grand design, without notion of the fame and wealth it would lead him to. And even when those gifts became a reality, The attraction remained the same, always the same. He loved this game. I say amen to that.
Mrs. McCaskey mentioned how much she hated losing, but it was always a joy to see the smile on her face whenever we won the game.
Anthony, how would you personally deal with a loss?
Oh, that's easy. I would probably eat a lot of cookies, for sure. Cakes, gotta have cakes. Donuts, pies, stay away from the salad.
All right, well, up next, Anthony and Jermon Bushrod go for a little ride in a compact car. This interview method is definitely a first at Hallis Hall.
I'm filming a show!
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.